Last year, President Bush ordered federal, state, local, and tribal agencies to get together and draft a more coordinated plan for Great Lakes cleanup. After input from more than 1,500 people, the Great Lakes Regional Collaboration has released a document that focuses on 8 major areas. The areas include invasive species, toxic harbors, and non-point pollution. EPA Water Division Administrator Ben Grumbles admits many of the topics have been zeroed in on before.
Sure, we have a lot of documents. There's a lot has been done to study some of these priority areas. But what has not been done is to bring in the levels of government and to provide an open process to really focus on sustainable actions that will make better progress in addressing these areas.
Grumbles says he expects changes in the draft as it moves through a series of public meetings and people push to prioritize what problems get the most money. Wisconsin DNR Secretary Scott Hassett says the Great Lakes states need to stay unified.
If those dollars are going to be generated, the best way to do it is have a plan that all 8 states essentially sign on to.
The Great Lakes Collaboration declines to estimate an overall price tag, but environmental groups peg the figure at about $20 billion. Andy Buxbaum of the National Wildlife Federation says the new proposal is a good first step, but he says left out is a firm plan to control mercury pollution.
There's a general recommendation to reduce mercury pollution from power plants in the plan, but it's not specific enough to guide either policy action or funding.
Buxbaum acknowledges there are federal lawsuits and state plans to toughen the EPA's mercury regulations. He says also left out of the Great Lakes collaboration are enough cleanup of urban brownfields and protection of wetlands. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.